Blog Talk Radio.
Product of Beverly Nation, and I'm your host for the hour. My name is Sharice Lee, and this is the Sharice Lee Program. I am truly grateful to have you here with me once again, and I'm also grateful for my new listeners, and know that you will enjoy this evening's show. If you can, please send out a last-minute text to all your family and friends to invite them on this wonderful show. We are on air live now in Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press the number 1 to put yourself in the call queue to make a comment, or if you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. During this pandemic that we are facing as a whole, let's take time to think. Meditate and reflect ourselves on how we can have a brighter future, because the past is now an illusion that could never be again. The only way it can survive in our lives is if we continue to speak on it as in the present moment. If you can never be again, it can never be again unless we feed it. You know, we feed it with our energy. What you think and say out of your mouth will eventually manifest. I'm going to say that again. What you think, first you think it, and then you say it out of your mouth. You put life into it, so it manifests when you say it. As the Kabbalion, I'm open to all books of knowledge, spirituality, because the more you read and learn, the better you become. So, and the more you understand other people's cultures, because there's more than one culture, you know, in this life. So as the Kabbalion states, that the all is mind and the universe is mental. The Kabbalion states that the all is mind and the universe is mental. What does that mean? Everything that you see in front of you started with a thought. Before that thought even manifested into our existence, it was spoken about, and then after that, the works were put into so that it would manifest. So you start by thinking, and from thinking, speaking. And then after you speak what you think, then that's where manifestation takes place in your life. No matter what it is, if it's negative, if it's positive, whatever those thoughts are, they manifest. So the first thing that we should work on is just start changing the things that we think about so that our manifestation for our future would be what we anticipate or want it to be. I'm here to tell you that you have the same power to move any mountain in your life so that you can achieve the dreams of your destiny. Remember, it's never impossible to go higher in this realm of life. It is not impossible at all. I don't care if you are at rock bottom, you can still touch the stars. And you are at the and if you are at the rock bottom and willing to be renewed mentally, because that's where renewal takes place, is in the mind. So in order to change your situation, you have to renew yourself mentally. And it might take some time to get there. You know, it might take some time to get there, but you win in the end. So take advantage of all the information and resources that I always provide, the ball rolling in the right direction. Set goals for yourself and be strategic with your planning. Do a little bit each day, starting with the smallest project. You know, you start with the smallest project. Once you complete the little thing, then work your way to the more difficult task. So you start out small, and then you increase. You take little baby steps, right? So give yourself like a 1 to 5 year goal, for example. You know, that's just a number that I'm giving you, but, you know, it's up to you. And work as hard as you can and push without looking back. That's the important thing, is that once you start pushing, you push to never look back. You forget about what's behind you, because what's behind you is now an illusion. It could never happen again unless you manifest it by thinking and speaking. Eventually, you will forget, as I said, about the past, and because you will become focused on the final destination. You are never too young or too old to get started. Now is the time, and it's a more perfect time to do so than it's ever been in history. Now is your time. As the old saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? And I'm sure you've heard that before. I remember hearing that from my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my mother, my father. They would say, how, as a saying to encourage, how do you eat an elephant? You take one bite at a time. You can and will be successful at this, I promise you. Now take charge of your future and become the person that you dreamt of when you were a little child. It's funny how when we're children, we have such big dreams like, what you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a judge. But as time moves on in life, and as you get older, those dreams that we have for ourselves, they become smaller and smaller. We got to start having a mindset of a child, not in an immature way, but maybe, you know, it doesn't hurt, you know, but just have a little mindset of a child and use our imagination, because your imagination will take you places that you never even thought that existed, just with that thought. Now I'm going to move on to the next segment of this show to share a few resources that may be of benefit to you for your safety planning, because I'm always encouraging safety planning, because safety is a must. And in the safety planning, it will push you into the direction of your wonderful future. So reason why I say wonderful, because I'm speaking your future into existence. And you do the same. Say my wonderful future, your wonderful future. Okay? First, as always, is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. I always provide this on every one of my shows because this should be where you start your search, where, you know, where you get the ball rolling, you write your notes and everything down and make your safety planning. This is a number to call in the event you are in a situation that makes you feel hopeless due to someone's negative words towards you, or if you are being physically assaulted by someone that is close to you. You do not have to settle for what is less than your worth. Your worth is what you thought of yourself and how you saw yourself to be when you were a child. That is your worth. Okay? Don't settle for less than that. You were put in this world to achieve greatness. So if this is you, please call this 24-hour hotline, or maybe perhaps it may not be for you. It may be for someone you know. You may want to brainstorm and look out for somebody and just take, you know, general notes down so that you can be the person the support system for them to go to and share this information, because a lot of times people are embarrassed, they're ashamed, but is no reason to be. Is no reason to be. Okay? So this is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. Their toll-free number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE, USASE, or 1-800-799-7233. I'm going to say that one more time, 1-800-799-7233. And as I said, if you didn't get that while I was saying it, please review the show again once it's available in the archives, and you can listen to this as many times as you would like, okay? So this calling service will link you with resources in your area of organizations that can get you on your way, your way in the right direction in your life. That's the way that we are all headed towards, is that the correct direction in which we were created to be, you know, in this world. The things in life that take the most difficulty to achieve are the ones that are worth pushing for. You never fail until you give up. No one in life is a failure. No one in life is a failure. There's no such thing. You only fail, considered failure, but you're not. You will never be, is when you give up. You might have lost the battle, but have not been defeated in the war. There are many battles in life that we encounter, but you still got a war to fight. So you still keep pushing to win that war, because as long as you're persistent with your fight, your spiritual fight, because this is spiritual warfare that we're in, with this spiritual fight, you will win the war. So as I said, keep pushing, because there's always a light at the end of every tunnel. The more you push, the more you push, the brighter the light gets and the stronger it gets. So I am encouraging you to stay focused because you are a champion in the work. You're already a champion. And what you say out of your mouth is, I am a champion, no matter what anybody says. And it will be made manifest as long as you meditate on it and say it out of your lips constantly. If you have to go in the mirror and have self-talk with yourself and say constantly over and over again that I am a champion, then that's what you do. Because eventually, if you don't believe it, you'll start believing it and you'll start to feel it. If you are in need of a place to stay when you call this number, this hotline, just ask about an organization. They have a special organization. Excuse me. It's called Teresa's Fund. Teresa's Fund, F-U-N-D. And domesticshelters.org. Okay? So ask about the Teresa's Fund and the domesticshelters.org. And due to COVID-19, there may be a change in their intake process, but help, it is always, always available no matter what. And don't settle for your first no. Don't settle for no. Be persistent and keep on and keep at it because eventually you will get a yes. Okay, now the International List of Sexual and Domestic Violence Agencies can be found at www.hotpeachpages.net. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm going to spell that out for you. That's www.hotp as in Paul, E-A-C-H, P as in Paul, A-G-E-S.net. You can find abuse information in over 115 languages. This is abuse help in every single country in the world. Every country from the letter A to the letter Z. You have to go onto their website. Please go and log in to their website to get more information. Again, their web address is www.hotpeachpages.net. And also, if you don't want to go onto their online website, you can email them. They have an email address as well. That's www.webmom@hotpeachpages.net. That's www.webmom@hot. As I said before, please review this live broadcast on Black Talk Radio if you miss any of this pertinent, important information. Now, we have our first caller in queue. Hello, caller. This is the Charisse Lee program. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Charisse. Thank you for having me. This is Lena Blue, and I was excited to finally catch you on the night you're broadcasting and giving out this very important information. And I want to thank you for the service that you're doing to the community.
Thank you so much.
So, thank you, sister. And I also want to say that domestic violence is a topic, is an issue, a social issue that is near and dear to my heart. I do plan on talking about it on my show, and I would love to partner with you. But I just wanted to thank you so much, you know, that you know, you're getting this message out that's needed. And the last thing I want to say was, if anyone is accessing these resources, these great resources that Charisse is putting out there, just make sure you're going into your incognito tabs in your browsers so none of the abusers will be able to get into your information.
Thank you so much, Ms. Linda. Ms. Linda Blue, is that correct? Lena Blue. I am
Linda.
So sorry. Could
no
you
problem.
Tell us about your future show? And congratulations. And I want to thank you so much for your support.
Yes, absolutely. My show is going to be about spirituality from a feminine perspective, but I am going to cover all types of social issues, including the election coming up. That's going to be my first show talking about the election and the year of 2020 and the impact that it has on us from a spiritual perspective. So I thank you for letting me have this time and introduce myself.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on and saying something. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And thank you for also being concerned about domestic violence, because the reason why I say is because we talk about violence, like different areas that have a certain percentage in violence, but we never address the domestic violence. Domestic violence is the oldest form of violence that ever existed. You know, it goes as old as the biblical times, and it's known and it's unknown, because people are they're afraid to speak out about it, because they're afraid of what somebody else might think. So we need more people like you, Ms. Lena Blue, and myself, so that these things can be addressed, so that Congress can pass better, so Congress can enforce the laws that they put in these law books, because they put the laws in the books, but they don't practice the law. That's another thing.
They don't practice the law,
and it's right there. Like, law libraries are accessible. You could go to a law library, and sometimes I go, and I read the codes of law, and I'm like, what's going on? Why are they not practicing law? Why is it still people suffering? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, thank you so much, Ms. Lena.
People are dying. You know,
yes, they are,
and
it's domestic violence.
5% are women, but there also are men who are also, you know, impacted by this. And I talk to brothers all the time that tell me that, you know, their wife or girlfriend hit them, you know, and
right,
in all types of relationships.
Right, it goes both ways.
I think it goes to the element of shame. When this happens to them, they take on this guilt and they feel so shameful about it that they can't talk about it. And they think that they're alone. And they need people like you and me to be out there saying, you're not alone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much.
It doesn't matter what class you're in or anything.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But I have to move on to the next call, okay? You have a wonderful evening. And we have our second caller in queue. Caller, thank you for calling the Sharice Lee program.
Hey, what's going on today?
Hey, I bet I know who this is. This Willa Guy, right?
Oh, you got that right, boy. I ain't going to lie to you no more.
Okay.
Yo, but I just thought about something just now, just thinking, and it's kind of irony because I'm great. I'm happy that you're talking about domestic violence, but it can go on both sides, too, because men can get really, how should I say, used and abused emotionally by the women. It's seriously sad, because
we don't let them go.
We like, oh, my God, is you talking? What are you doing? I hope you're getting pooped by nobody else. You know, it's all types of things that come to our brain. But the sad part is I'm looking at this new way of social distancing, and anybody that's stuck in the house and they can't get away from the nonsense or the drama or the ridicule, what will happen if the cops can't come to their house anymore because there's too much more important things to save? What will happen to those people's mindset? Will they happen to go and become locked up for the dumbest things in life, called the littlest things, because of the fact they ain't have nobody to really hear the drama that they're going through from a woman's point of view and a man's point of view? And I'm looking at the new future, and it's about to be real ignorant. And it's like the only one that could save you is God. So you pray and you fast, but at the same time, the devil's still going to try you. And it's either going to make you stronger or you're going to fall short. And it's seriously sad, but I'm looking at it now in a whole new perspective. And it's a rude awakening, because the kids that might be surrounded by this physical violence or this emotional mouth. I said emotional mouth. It can really change a whole new revolution of kids being brought up. They thinking this is the new way of life. And it's sad, but wow.
I agree with you, Brother Will. So it's like up to us, the adults, the seniors, you know, just to talk to the children and not be afraid of them. not be afraid and not even worry about how they're going to respond, but as long as you get their word out and they hear it, they're going to remember it. So we just had to work on reaching out, doing better outreach to our children because they are the leaders of our future. And then when we're senior citizens, they're going to be the ones that are going to fill in our place, and we want to make sure that they're mentally right so that they can do the right things to take care of us.
Now, that's a real talk, but the only problem that you have, sometimes a woman has more power over the man over the children, because if the man is at work, the woman right there at home, they can say anything they want to change the whole mindset of the child. Especially, you know, it's like, you know, habitual liars and stuff like that. And that's one of the rude awakenings that we got to deal with for our future, because not everybody want to be saved. Not everybody want to be down with God. Some people just brought up to be habitual liars, or, you know, people of confusion. They just straight bewildered. I'm looking at it like, wow, I'm really peeping the whole concept of this new 2021. Because if people think that 2020 was something, if everybody know the devil supposed to go wherever he supposed to go, you know he supposed to go and ain't upstairs. What makes you think 2021 is going to be better than 2020? You know, I mean, technology-wise, it's going to be better. But that's another way to get you caught up.
Okay.
As for you taking time to think, you might lose yourself. So you're saying some stuff.
Yeah, but thanks, Brother Will, for calling in. And another thing is we just got to change our mindset. That's it. But could you tell us about your show?
Okay. Oh, see, I'm muted. Bet. Everybody, how you doing? Every fourth Friday, my show's called Too Thorough by Will of God. I think my next show is gonna be on Christmas Day. My God. Yeah. All right. My God, go.
All right. Well, Brother Will, thank you so much for calling in, and we're getting ready to move on to our next track. Brother O.
I'm stronger than I've ever been. And my armor is made of steel, you can't get in. I'm a warrior, and you can never hurt me again.
Okay, and there was a nice song by Miss Demi Lovato. It's called Warrior. Now we do have our next caller in queue, caller 3 in queue. Thanks for calling the Sharice Lee program.
Hello. Hi, Sharice. How are you? This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How are you tonight?
Hi, Angela. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm truly enjoying your show, like always. I thank you
thank
for
you.
All that you do.
Thank you.
You know, I am very much so an advocate for domestic violence as well. So I definitely applaud you for all of your hard work and all that you do. So keep up the great work. I'm definitely going to stay tuned. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, you said enough. That was good, and I appreciate you calling in just to show me that you care. Could you tell us a little bit about your show?
So my show is Walk and Purpose with Angela. I was actually on the 18th, which was last Wednesday. Just want people to know that they have a purpose, that they was just not just thrown here, that there's a plan for their life, and they have to tap into their power. So thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for sharing. All right. And now at this time, I'm going to supply you with information that has been made available to me in regards to housing opportunities, because I do a lot of, you know, researching and stuff like that. So I do it so that I can share it with you. This is opportunities in the United States. But before I do, if you are in the United States, you can log onto this website. I've said it before in my previous shows, but, you know, I'm going to give you the information again. It's www.commoncause.org, www.commoncause.org. And this is to find out who your local representatives and senators are in your immediate area, okay? So you can use this for what I'm about to share with you or anything else, but this website will – if you're not familiar, you don't know, you know, not familiar with, you know, politics and stuff like that, this will let you know. It'll give you their address, telephone number, in your immediate area so that you could demand them to pass a coronavirus relief bill with high priority towards housing assistance and protections because there is money out there. Okay, so let me just move on to my next caller. We do have a caller 4 in queue. Caller 4 in queue, thank you for calling the Sharice Lee program. Could you please introduce yourself?
All right, caller,
oh, yes,
caller
yes,
4,
how
you're
you
live.
Doing? Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hello, Brother Hooney.
How you know it's me?
I don't know. I just took a guess.
Well, you know, I'm just calling to be supportive, and you know, I know that you're going really, really in on the abuse issue. Let me speak about abuse in a different way. And I want to offer one of the best solutions to a growing problem that we have. It's time for parents of today to start giving misinformation to our children. They've been given this misinformation for over 400 years, right? And the information that a lot of the parents is still regurgitating is what has been implanted into some of the ancestors that was in captivity. There's no way that our children, and this is why a lot of them are born to rebel, because the previous generations was very docile. and they was made to accept any and everything. Today's generation, I'm going to say late teens, early 20s, you know, mid-30s, they are born with the take control attitude. They are born with, I'm not trying, excuse me, to just work. Somebody's just over broke for the rest of my life, right? They're tired of seeing other people have their heaven here on earth. And meanwhile, the previous generation was taught, you expect to get your heaven after the that dirt hit the back of your eyelids, right?
Right.
So there's no way, because that's another form of abuse, believe it or not. It opens the door, and I know you covered a lot of subjects, and what I'm trying to do is the subtle abuse that even when it comes to holidays, the accepted holidays, that's based in lies. But then you got a parent that will beat the living daylights out of a child. Don't you lie to me. But you got parents constantly feeding lies to our children. Okay? But it's not looked at as abuse. That's looked at as a good thing. It's time for the stop to even the mystery God concept. Because nowhere in the scriptures it tells you not to look towards a deity or God outside of yourself. There's nowhere in the scriptures that tells you to look up to the sky or somebody coming up on a cloud. That's not in there. But this is what parents continue to do worldwide. But they don't think it's abuse. Okay? So in order for it to stop this runaway locomotive, for this Generation X, a lot of people have counted our children out, and our children are out trying to get beyond just survival. They want a piece of heaven here on earth because that's what we're supposed to have. But you got certain people that became selfish, and they're able to live their heaven here on earth, right? But they'll get mad, and they create ways to put other people in a state of hell. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Could you tell us about your show?
Yes. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. Come at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I just completed a show last Thursday, and I got a very, very interesting show coming up. I have one of the greatest master teachers named by the name of Rabboni Yahshua Noon Zadok.
Okay.
And, you know, and for some reason, I have been even called an elder. That's been pretty much my whole life. I guess some people look at the wisdom that I have that I should be a lot older. But I think the scheduled next advancement that I give will be December 17th.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney, for calling in. And I agree with everything that you said.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and remember, I just said that there is money out there for housing assistance through, like, the Coronavirus Relief Fund. And maybe my next show I'll can elaborate on some of that more because I found a way to find out who got the fund, what nonprofits received the funding to give out in the community. So I can provide you with that on my next show. Okay, so the Section 8 Housing Voucher Program is open in South Dakota, servicing Lake County, McCook County, and Minor County. This opening is available until further notice. If you or someone you know can benefit from this information that I'm presenting to you, please log on to madisonhousingsd.com. And in the section, in the upper left hand corner, click on Section 8 Voucher Program to get more information. You can also call this number, is area code 605-256-2112. That's 605-256-2112 for more information. Hurry and fill out the application to be added to their wait list. because right now it's open until further notice, but who knows, something might happen where all of a sudden it'll shut down. So, like, don't procrastinate on it. Okay. The Lexington Urban County Housing Authority Self-Sufficiency Section 8 Project-Based Voucher Waitlist is open for two-bedroom apartments in their Century Meadows apartments. That's one. Okay. There are some requirements for this program in order to qualify. Certain things that they require. So you can log on to www.lexha.org. That's www.lexha.org for more information. Or let me give you their number. Is area code 859-281-5060. That's 859-281-5060 for more information or if you require special accommodation. This opening will cease on December 31st, 2020. So, but if I were you, for any reason, like if I were you, I would jump on it right away, just in case something happens. But December 31st is when it ceases. So, you know, fill out the information as soon as possible. Okay, the project-based voucher waiting list for Sonoma County Community Development Commission, also known as SCCDC, this opening is for, excuse me if I mispronounce, Altamira Family Apartments, located in Santa Rosa, California. This opening is until December 18, 2020 at 5 p.m. They have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. To complete the online application, you can log on to www.sonomacounty.ca.gov. That's www.sonomacounty.ca.gov. And paper applications are available for the asking if you require one and don't want to fill it out online. The number to call is area code 707-565-7501. Also, oh, that number again is 707-565-7501. Also, Riverfield Homes also have an opening for 4-bedroom apartments. You can call the same number for an application. They'll be more than happy to send it to you. The Detroit Housing Commission has an opening for multi-family apartments. Their opening is in seven different units. Okay? This opening will close on February the 28th, next year, 2021. To apply, contact the Detroit Housing Commission at 1-800-350-4955. Again, that's 1-800-350-4955. Or you can visit their website at www.dhcmi.org for more information. That's www.dhcmi.org for more information. Please, if you missed that, please go back to and review the show again and, you know, write notes. Okay. For right now, the housing opportunity that I am providing you with will be for Gainesville, Florida. Okay, Gainesville, Florida. This opening is until December the 18th, 2020, so apply now and don't wait until the last minute. They have a wait list for 4- and 5-bedroom units and 6 different apartment dwellings. For more information, you can log on to www.gainesvillehousingauthority.org, www.gainesvillehousingauthority.org, and click on waitlist. You can also call their main number, which is area code 352-872-5500. That's area code 352-872-5500. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they did provide their lunch hours, So their lunch hours are from the hours of 12 noon to 1 p.m. They are located at 1900 Southeast 4th Street in Gainesville, Florida, 32641. The Brookline Housing Authority has a wait list opening for 2- and 3-bedroom apartments until November the 30th. So if you can benefit from this information, please jump on it. They have special preferences for those fleeing domestic violence. So if you're fleeing domestic violence, they will accommodate you. You can call area code 617-277-2022. 617-277-2022, extension 300. Okay? They have free mobile scanning that you can do if you have a smartphone. So if you need any further questions in regards to that information that I just provided you with, contact, this is a different number, it's 617-277-1885. I apologize, this is for Brookline, Massachusetts. So Brookline is in Massachusetts, and if you want to relocate from one state to the next, find out what type of resources that you can tap into for that, because some places there is grant money out there for relocation fees, relocation or reimbursement for relocating, okay? So now moving along, we do have our next track in queue. So, Brother O.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping.
Stronger, stronger, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Okay. Now, moving along, and thank you for your patience. I've invited a very important person to speak about a new book that she has written called Inviting and Exciting. If you are experiencing any issues with domestic violence, this book would be an encouraging read for you that will motivate and push you to help get things back on track in your life so that you will eventually be able to help. As the saying goes, you go through a test so that you can give your testimony. So now I would like to introduce Ms. Valerie Todd Listman to this wonderful platform. Good evening, Ms. Valerie, and how are you doing on this wonderful night?
Oh, good evening, Sharice, and thank you for having me. I've just been listening to everything. Everything's been wonderful. It is a great day to be alive. I'm holding together with God's supernatural crazy glue, and I'm grateful.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And I thank you for being brave enough to share your experiences with us. I would like to ask you a few questions in regards to this wonderful piece of literature that you have written, okay, Ms. Valerie? But the first question that I have for you is, can you tell me about yourself?
Sure. I'm born and raised in Philadelphia. I was born addicted to heroin. I never knew my father to this day. I don't know who my father is. My mother was in active addiction. Come from an abusive family. Seen a lot of domestic violence in my whole childhood, you know, and at that time, of course, I didn't know what it was. I just, you know, my grandma raised me, and she was beat by her boyfriend at the time, and I just seen a lot of abuse, and actually I thought it was natural, you know. I thought, you know, that was just a natural part of life, and you know, I just seen a lot of drugs, a lot of crime, a lot of violence, and it just, you know, it taints and my mind was jaded, and I didn't even know it. You know, and abuse was just like what was natural too, whether it was verbal, mental, physical, sexual, financial, emotional, all of that I experienced as a young child, and I just thank God for the breakthrough.
I'm glad that you came through, you know, with such strength to be able to share your story with the world. And you went through it for a reason. And This ministry that you have is wonderful, and this is part of the reason that you went through it, is to help others. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next question. In your book, Inviting and Exciting, you have a chapter called Struggle. Well, can you explain about that?
Yeah, we're all going to struggle, you know, so it's important for us to struggle well. You know, a person who is negative will see, you know, every opportunity is a problem. When a person is positive, they will see every problem as an opportunity. So it's so important for when you're struggling, not if, when you struggle. Because in this world, you know, life gets lifey. You will struggle. My son was brutally beat just yesterday and stabbed, you know, and I have learned how to not just cope but heal through things. Not allow things to just take me down, not to collapse in this, even though, yes, my heart is collapsing. You know, my heart is hurt. You know, he was in the hospital and in Temple University with head trauma, with his skull has been fractured. But I'm still committed. I made a commitment to you to be on your show. I love what you're doing. I support everything you're doing. And this is struggling well right now. Pushing, pressing, you know, like just saying no, you know, like I can, I will, I must get through this. And this is how you do it. Even me listening to the show, you're playing some songs. What doesn't kill you is going to make you stronger. I'm like, yes, you know, and this is what I needed tonight, you know. And like you said, we become so that others can become.
Right, right. And that's how we change. The world can change. And everything starts with everything grows from a seed. So the seed has to be planted. So hopefully this platform and other platforms, we're doing planting right now so that this could spread. throughout the whole planet, you know, because this is what's needed. We have to take our communities and our world back. All right, I'm going to move on to the next question. You wrote about fractured relationships. Can you tell me about that?
I mean, like I said, I grew up with an abuse and, you know, just toxic, poisonous relationships. That's all I've seen. And I myself started to be attracted to that same thing. You know,
yes.
I kept getting into abusive relationship after abusive relationship because I thought, you know, that was not, and then I myself was abusive and I didn't even know it. Like verbally, mentally, I've been violent in relationships and I'm just like, it just was like a vicious cycle. Until
right.
I realized, man, this isn't true love. This isn't, you know, this is poisonous. And
yes.
anything that's poisonous kills you.
Yes.
So that's what I meant when you know, about that. Like, it's, you know, being healthy is important in every
yes.
way, holistically. You know, relationally, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, sexually, in every single way, being healthy is important. And if you don't know better, how are you going to do better?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. How has your past affected your future?
Yeah, I had a warped thinking. I internalized a lot of stuff. I personalized a lot of stuff. And I, instead of, you know, I didn't have outlet. I was kind of coping but not healing. And because
right.
of that, you know, it affected decision making. And this is all about choices in life. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of not getting healed, just coping, so, you know, existing instead of living, just getting by instead of thriving, all that stuff, that was my, you know, everyday life, and I didn't know anything else, you know.
Right.
I spent 10 years of my life in prison. I was in drug addiction, you know. So, you know, like that in itself was just, that past stuff was affecting my present until I received the healing. Just like they say, hurt people, heal people.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. I agree so much with that because I used to say that was a thought that came to me, heal people. And that is so true. Heal people, we do heal people. Wonderful statement.
Yeah.
What have been your steps towards healing?
A lot of it had, you know, therapy. I think therapy's good. Prayer was the real game changer for me. Like, it's still a game changer. More than that, I just feel like, you know, prayer gives you instant access to abundance of good. So
yeah.
prayer has been really a healing for me. You know, Jesus saved my life, and I'll never can exclude him from anything. He has just, you know, waited. I wrestled with my pride. I wrestled with fear, and I just had never met anybody so gentle to wait on me and then deliver me and heal me and actually just flip my life upside down and all around, and I'm just grateful.
I'm so happy for you, Ms. Valerie, and I want to say congratulations to you, you know, during your healing, for your healing process. Okay, I'm going to move on to
Thank
the next
you.
Question. You're welcome. One of your chapters is called Enjoying Relationships Instead of Destroying Relationships. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so I, you know, I gave you a tidbit about that poisonous, you know, part of me that I just was kind of, you know, it was like learned behavior. It was learned behavior.
Right.
It's what I've seen. And, you know, I had to come to a certain point in my life, like with all these relationships going bad, that I was the common denominator in a lot of these relationships, you know? Like toxic relationships was on both sides, you know, not just it wasn't just the other person, you know. I had stuff that needed to be healed, so I was destroying relationships myself until I learned, and I'm not just talking romantic. I'm talking about friendships, you know, with my children, neighbors, like everything, coworkers, all that stuff. I was not able to enjoy these relationships because I was, you know, not healed at the time and taking things personal, just things like that, you know, that was really not, you know, keeping me stuck until I was like, until I really like started appreciating the diversity and respecting humanity and just seeing mm-hmm. the uniqueness in each person. Until then, I wasn't able to enjoy the relationships.
Right. Right.
But now I am, girl.
Well, I'm glad. Listen, I'm happy for you that you know, is nothing more beautiful in life but to discover something new about yourself, because when we come here to learn about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. So it's nothing more beautiful than that, because you have people that, you know, they do certain things because they certain things to them is like entertainment or whatever, because they have not discovered who they are. So I'm glad that you know, you came and you are doing what it is that you were called to do. Okay, my next question is, what advice would you give someone in a domestic relationship?
Definitely to reach out for support, because when you're in that, you're so blind. There's so many blind spots in it. Reaching out, not, you know, knowing that, you know, your voice matters, and not getting stuck and held down and held back. I think the first step in this is reaching out for support so somebody else can, you know, give you wise counsel. It's so important. I think that, and then, you know, when you get support, then you won't be afraid, because you won't feel like you're in this alone.
Right.
Feeling stuck in something like you're alone in it is what makes you afraid, and you just stay because you're just like, anything is better than nothing. But when you
right.
have somebody who's able to speak into your life and say, no, this is nothingness, period. You were born for more than this. You weren't born to be abused. You know, so having that support, I think, is major.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. How do you maintain staying focused and out of toxic relationships? Because, you know, I'm sure people that or have fled domestic violence, that may be something they're probably afraid to get into a relationship, because they're afraid of, you know, they're so used to attracting a certain type of person. So what would you say about that?
Well, I mean, I know that, you know, not, like you said, did you say being trapped? I'm sorry.
No,
you
said
feeling like you're trapped in it?
Right, so how do you maintain staying focused and out of toxic relationships?
The biggest thing is, first of all, realizing, identifying, and admitting, like, the problem. Because if you don't
right.
think that you have a problem in that area, you're going to just keep on doing it if you don't think it's a problem. But once
right.
you identify that it's a problem, and then for me, this is something that I am really, like, a go-getter with. There's always room for improvement. So if we're getting better every day in every way, that, like, getting up every day and, like, bouncing up, showing up for your life, staying up and praying up, that's the maintenance of it. Not
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about, oh, yeah, 10 years ago I did this. Because if I tell you that, yeah, I had an apple 10 years ago, how am I going to get the nutrients from that apple today? It is
right.
important for me to continuously daily, like, just continue to maintain, like, it, you know, how's the garden going to be beautiful if I'm not watering it every day, if I'm not cultivating it, if it's not on good ground, if I'm not getting the sunlight? It has to be taken care of. We can't stay full from yesterday's dinner. We got to just continue to, you know, pour these things into ourselves so that we remain focused.
Right.
You can't surrender one time and think that's it. Sometimes you got to surrender 40 times a day on a good day.
Right. It does say in the scriptures that a just man falleth down and he gets up again several times.
Oh, yeah.
In so many ways. So, like, that's what it says
heavy,
in the scriptures.
Cherise, you're talking heavy.
I'm sorry, but it's in there. Okay. Well,
yeah,
listen, I'm going to move on to the next. Yep. I'm going to move on to the next question. Tell us the steps to writing, inviting, and exciting.
So, I wrote that in a prison cell, which I'm like, I'm still blown away. You know, I can remember being on the top bunk. I was in quarantine at the State Correctional of Muncie State Prison, and it God just woke me up. He gave me that name, inviting and exciting. I wanted people to get a different perspective on God, because I feel like people are just thinking that God can't wait for them to mess up and he just can't wait to send them to hell. But the truth about it is, you know, we don't get right and go to God. We go to God and he gets us right, and he enjoys us and he celebrates us and he rejoices over us with singing. And that's inviting to me. Some people don't want to be with their significant other. They say, oh, they're too clingy. But I got a God who's telling me, cling to me. I love you.
Right.
You know, so for me, you know, I wrote the book when I was in state prison, and I remember thinking, man, maybe one day this book could be published, you know. And when I got out of prison, my my case manager was a published author. So, I mean, a publisher. So he published me within 7 months of me being out of incarceration, and I had started working back in the prison. I think 8 months out after being in prison, I was teaching a program called Thinking for a Change, and I taught that for 6 years in the prisons. If you change the man or woman's thinking, you will change the man or woman, you know. And then one day I had met somebody, and they asked me about my books, and I said, yeah, I wrote my book, two of my books in prison. And they said, well, why don't you come back into the same prison that you wrote this book to teach it? Because I got a book and a workbook for the one book, Inviting and Exciting. And I'm like, first of all, floored. I'm like, what? You know, here I am just asking God to get my book published one day. Just to fast forward 6 years later, and my book is published, and I'm teaching it in the same prison I wrote it. So it's mind-boggling to me, you know.
Yes.
I'm going on my second year of teaching my book and workbook in the prison. I have my graduation ceremony in there to look at the women and help them to get out of the rut that they're in, to see themselves differently from God's light and not their own bad decision making or for whatever other reason. And to be like, yes, I was in G unit in the fifth cell on the top bunk when I wrote this, to inspire and hope, give that kind of hope, is just like, it's more than I ever could have imagined or thought. And I just stay humble and grateful for these opportunities to lift somebody else's life up.
That is an awesome testimony. That's awesome. And it's very, and I'm happy that you're able to do that, to have the experience that you had, and be able to share it with others and feel good about yourself, you know, and to feel like that you are, you know, being a part of their growth and their healing. Okay, now if someone wanted to read your book, where could we go to purchase it? And for the listeners, could you just take out a piece of paper and a pen and write this information down, because we want to support Ms. Valerie.
My books are on Amazon. You can get my books on Amazon. And
okay.
if you ever, I don't know, if you ever wanted to purchase them off me, you could always purchase them off me as well. My email is ALTIM3@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Could you just repeat that one more time, your email address?
Sure. VAL1TIM3@gmail.com.
Okay. And also, lastly, I am aware that you do have a Cash App. Could you provide us with your Cash App information for anyone who may want to be of support to you?
Yes. Hold on, I gotta go to it. I'm not bougie. It's a money. It's the money symbol, and it says Valerie, VALERIE, LISTMAN.
Okay, so we did put that out on the radio wave for everyone to hear, because I think what you're doing is wonderful, is beautiful, and you know, please, if you can, you know, deposit something into her account. Okay. And thank you so much for your time, Ms. Valerie. I will be in touch
thank
with you shortly, okay?
For
okay, because I'm getting ready to close out. What you say?
Yeah.
What you say, Ms. Valerie?
No, and I just want to thank you for your support, because you know, we aren't funded. You know, we go in there on our own, you know, and I bring my books and my workbooks, and I do that for 30 weeks with the women, you know, and when they come home, I provide them with a pocketbook full of cosmetics and clothing and transportation. I can't offer them housing, but because the biggest thing women need when they come home is support and housing. But because, you know, of course, I don't have housing to offer them, I know that they're going to want a pocketbook because they're a woman, you know, and like cosmetics. And I get them transportation because I'm in Philadelphia, so they're getting out. They ain't going to have a car and a house or anything, but to have, you know, that monthly pass is important to them, you know?
Yes, so. Yes, it is. Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Valerie. I'll be in touch with you shortly, okay?
Yes,
and
thank you.
You're welcome. The purpose of tonight's show is strictly to motivate you to greatness. It is your birthright and will always be. As we often heard the old adage, the sky is the limit. Reach as high as you can see and dream and go beyond. While in this process, do not pay attention to outside disturbances and noise. When people talk down to you while you are pushing towards your vision, it's because they know your potential and want to distract you by telling you everything negative. The truth is, that's how they feel about themselves. And want you to feel the same as they do, okay? So it's like the crabs in a barrel type thing. They want to pull you down. When you hear noise such as this, let that motivate you to putting fuel to your fire so you can expand, okay? Now it's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank our sister Valerie for coming on this program tonight, and also the things that Sharice Lee has said tonight. What an outstanding program tonight. She's giving you information. Please use it, okay? She's not just twiddling her thumbs. She's trying to give people a chance to be better. That's what the Sharice Lee program is all about. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with Know Your Rights by the 2020 Linear New Host of the Year, our Rookie of the Year, Mr. Terry Strength. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising through O&E, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise. You reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on at bev.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Malaba Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Sharice Lee Program, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or a wonderful program tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Of course, next week, stay tuned for O&E Honors, our third annual, hosted by O&E Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith. Next week, okay, we honor our most sacred night, our most serious night, no foolishness night on the airways. Now, back to Sharice Lee 1 minute
okay.
and 32 seconds left in the program.
Oh, I'm going to make this real short. Okay. It's now, I'd like to thank all listeners for tuning in. It's now time, as never before, the time to redefine who you are by making the world dance to your music, as I always say. So, until next time, get your fire blazing. Good night.